Doctor Yourself, Natural Healing That Works by Andrew Saul, Ph.D. Dedication for Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Special thanks to Helen, Luann, John, and Richard, who stood by me regardless. Foreword by Abram Hoffer, M.D. In 1952, when we first began to study the therapeutic properties of vitamin B3 for the treatment of schizophrenia, my colleagues and I did not think that we were blazing new trails. We merely used much larger amounts of this vitamin than were required to keep anyone free from pellagra. At that time, it was forbidden for medical doctors to have any professional interaction with alternative medicine professions, such as homeopathy, chiropractic, and naturopathy. Even sharing an office with them could lead to the financial death of losing one's license to practice. So we happily carried on with our work, gathering more and more data, showing how powerful niacin and niacinamide were in helping to treat the schizophrenias, among the worst of all human diseases. We were rudely awakened when we began to publish our findings in the psychiatric literature. To my surprise, I discovered that our conclusions were not accepted with grace and interest. They were rejected with boredom or hostility and anger. At the time, I was both a professor of psychiatry and director of psychiatric research. But because of the vitamin research I was doing, I was in an awkward situation. I could not be politically loyal to the medical school and to the profession of psychiatry if I continued to advocate megadoses of niacin. I chose to give my loyalty to my patients. Gradually, a few brave physicians, mostly American psychiatrists, previously trained as analysts, began to use the treatment.